Mr. Murray was my junior year high school English teacher. He was a soft-spoken tweed vest sort of guy with a vague British accent who insisted on calling us by our last names, Miss Culberg, for example. Maybe that was his sense of formality and propriety, but I always felt it was his way of flattening the high school authority structure, of elevating us to his level. Mostly, we loved him because he inspired us to think, which is exactly what a good high school teacher is supposed to do. Many of us are lucky enough to have encountered exceptional teachers like Mr. Murray. Unfortunately, it is harder and harder for that sort of teacher to flourish in today's educational environment. Tomorrow, Tuesday, May 2nd, is National Teachers Day. Today, in honor of Mr. Murray and millions of other fine teachers, I would like to read an edited version of an open letter by Ta-Nehisi Coates, Angela Davis, Nicole Hannah-Jones, Ibram X. Kendi, Gloria Steinem, Cornell West, and many others, entitled Educational Authorities Must Resist Anti-Woke Censorship. It was published in The Guardian on March 8th of this year, and you can find a link to the original article on the webpage for this show at kboo.fm. The letter begins, "As academics, artists, advocates, policymakers, and concerned persons, we emphatically oppose the attacks being waged on educational curricula in the United States against intersectionality, critical race theory, black feminism, queer theory, and other frameworks that address structural inequality. These attacks have led to book banning, curriculum censorship, politically motivated purges of educators, and an exodus of skilled teachers. Since the summer of 2020, an emboldened and well-resourced faction in the United States has declared war on hard-fought advances in civil and human rights, social justice, and democratic participation. This faction, which includes multiple state legislators and governors, has attempted to censor concepts that sprang to life out of decades of struggle against racism, sexism, ableism, colonialism, and related forms of domination. They have attacked librarians, surveilled and harassed teachers, canceled classes, banned books, and weaponized the law to forbid ideas, frameworks, and viewpoints in the nation's schools, colleges, and workplaces. The consequences of the assault on these ideas are painfully evident in the rollout of the College Board's Advanced Placement African American Studies curriculum, a college-level course available for high school students. The College Board's interest in launching the curriculum was reinvigorated by the movement sparked by the killing of George Floyd. The movement increased the demand for ways of understanding and defeating systemic racism. It also ignited a powerful backlash. Yet the College Board remained silent when this conservative backlash collided with their stated objectives in launching the course. When the College Board finally made public its long-awaited African American Studies course, students were left with a watered-down curriculum. Lessons pertaining to intersectionality, black queer studies, and black feminism had been removed entirely or downgraded to untested optional material subject to state and local censors. Dr. Jason Manoharan from the College Board disclosed that he deleted intersectionality because the term had been drained of its meaning and filled up with political rhetoric. In response, we ask, drained of meaning for whom? And by what authority does a single individual or institution decide that a term used by people all over the world was so valueless as to be excluded from any classroom, much less one on African American studies? If all terms can be censored from a college-level curriculum simply because they have been politically contested, then the College Board ought not include liberalism, populism, freedom, culture, or even democracy in their curricula. Far from being drained of value, intersexual frames have been indispensable in the work many of us have done to uncover unwritten histories, to analyze overlooked social problems, and to address current human rights failures. We find the College Board's politicized decision to remove intersectionality from the African American Studies curriculum to be disgraceful and dangerous. The suppression of knowledge and the delegitimizing of Black intellectuals are tried and true tools of racial retrenchment and oppression. Compliance with today's anti-woke imperatives is likewise grounded in recovering a mythic past in which the subservient role of women and the rigidity of race, gender, and sexuality is established and secured. It is disappointing that any educational institution would acquiesce to that distortion. The arc of history bends backwards if we allow our conceptual assets to be stripped away. We cannot expect anyone to understand problems we are no longer permitted to name or to prepare for a future we cannot imagine. The fight for our ideas, our language, and our history is critical to the fight for our lives. Thus, we demand that the College Board restore critical concepts, scholarship, and frameworks to the African American Studies course. More broadly, we call on responsible leaders at the College Board, in public education, and beyond to lend their considerable resources to support educators and students whose freedom to teach and to learn is compromised by state-sponsored repression and threats to their very well-being. In this pivotal moment in which illiberal censorship is cresting around the world, it is a betrayal of democratic values for any responsible leaders to actively participate, to stand by, or to capitulate to such destruction. Because we know repression in one place fuels its spread elsewhere, we call for global resistance to all efforts to destroy the vital tools that help us to imagine and create more equitable and inclusive futures for all of us. That was an edited version of an open letter, which was published March 8th in The Guardian, entitled, Educational Authorities Must Resist Anti-Woke Censorship. This has been Patricia Kullberg for the Old Mole Variety Hour.